gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Happy Friday, the 18th already of October 2019.
Yes, thank you for that precise date. How's everybody doing? Happy Friday. We made it. Yeah.
Doing good. Doing wonderful. I think I'm just kind of realizing, oh my gosh, I have a busy freaking weekend ahead of me. We got a lot of stuff going on. A breast cancer walk.
Yes, strides against breast cancer. We're going to do that. So that'll be fun. It's going to be awesome. There's going to be tons of people there.
I've got a walk with you guys, and then I got some other stuff. I got a wedding I'm going to be in. A listener invited me a couple of weeks ago on the air.
Ooh,
so
is that Saturday night?
It's Saturday night. Yeah, it's somewhere near town. I don't know exactly. It's one of our coworkers I'm going with. I was promised an open bar, so I will find the open bar. Then I will deposit my wedding gift. No open bar. I might have to leave abruptly. And I don't know. There's so much stuff going on. Then I got a football game on Sunday with my little bro, Michael. So I'm just trying to figure out what am I going to be doing and like my naps and all that.
Doesn't that always make you tired? I always feel like when you're so run down from the week, like Friday night, I need like one day just to recover.
I need two.
Yeah, exactly. By the time I finally feel good on Sunday, it's time to start all over again.
How was your day yesterday?
It was great. I worked out with Mark Morgan at F3, which is a cool workout like fitness place here. So we had a cool interview before that actually with Stephen Puth, Charlie Puth's brother. Really cool dude. Love his music. And then I went and had a workout sesh. And then, oh, your lady didn't come.
What do you mean she didn't come?
So Joe has this awesome cleaning lady that was going to help me deep
clean
my
place. Yes, she's amazing.
Well, she came, but she was late. She was running behind. And then right when she came, I was going to pick up my little girl from school. And then when I was on my way back, she's like, oh, her child got sick. So it didn't work out.
Oh, no.
Bummer.
All right, now I'm blaming everything on you, because this is a pattern of McKenzie, having people not come.
See, I don't know. If they say they're going to come at a certain time, you can't come an hour later, because then I'm gone. Because I'm just, as every busy person does, I do my time like increments of half hours. My day is jam-packed from the beginning to the end.
So, I'm so bummed, because she does such an awesome job.
She seems like a sweet lady, though. Hopefully I can get her back. So anyway, and then I picked up Lulu, and we did DoorDash again, and it was almost successful. We did get our food. I had to go walk a block to get it, but so it was fun.
You must live in some weird, like, GPS not enabled place.
Well, it's very safe. It's like protected.
It's like a bunker.
Like, I'm on the top floor, so it's hard to get to, but that's
Hi.
Okay.
Welcome to the McKenzie base.
Yes. So, what about you guys? Code.
I had a good day yesterday. I worked a lot, but then I got to take a cycle bar class and everything like that. So it was really good. I didn't get to nap. I was hoping maybe I would be able to get a nap. Well, I
guess
neither. I kind of did. So I was like 30 minutes early to work.
So did you just sit there with your eyes closed?
I literally put in my car my seat all the way back, and I had the heat up all the way because it was kind of chilly yesterday.
Those heated seats, especially like when it's getting into the fall, feels so good.
Yes, and so I closed my eyes. I was just expecting to close my eyes for like, you know, not fall asleep. I fell dead asleep, and thank goodness I set a timer on my phone or else I would not have woken up. But I like passed out in my car for like 20 to 25 minutes, and it was beautiful.
Power napping anywhere she can.
Absolutely, baby.
Pork Chop, how's your day?
Good. I don't know. I'm kind of tired for some reason, and it's weird because last night I got the most sleep out of any night this week.
How much sleep did you get?
6 hours.
That is really sad.
And I
that's
also,
not a lot of sleep, and if that's the most of you ever get,
usually get like five, but yeah, six is good. So anyways, and I usually toss and turn at night. Last night, this morning, I woke up in the same position that I went to bed in. So I know I didn't, like, toss or turn, meaning I had a good sleep, but I just feel exhausted.
Maybe it just wasn't enough, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe you just need to get some more sleep this weekend.
Yeah. But Family Feud trivia was fun yesterday, even though we came in eighth place.
Eighth?
Oh, God. Yeah. You guys
happened?
Are getting worse.
I don't know.
What
I mean, we,
happened?
So it was actually very condensed. We were only 10 points away from first. So if we got the last two questions right, we would have won. So let me ask you, Liv. What is the most popular brand of jeans?
Levi.
Joe, what do you think?
I would say, Levi or Wrangler.
Obviously. Do you have a guess, Mackenzie? You got to pick one, though. You got to pick the best.
I would go with Levi's.
Well, the number one answer was Wrangler, and we picked Levi's.
That makes sense, too, nice, just because if you like critically think about it, obviously, Old Town Road, the number one song in the country for 20 like weeks in a row. They mentioned Wrangler on my booty.
Does
and
Wrangler
they had all that
make
controversy. I think so. But and they had like all of that controversy too with Lil Nas X. I'm sure that's like the most fresh one on people's minds.
Was Levi number two then, obviously?
Well, you just only had to pick the number one answer.
Oh,
so I don't know.
Dang it.
Levi on my booty.
You know what was really cute though? Lulu got her school pictures back yesterday. They were so cute. You know, like with the cool, like the backgrounds that you select and all the
lasers
things.
And stuff.
Yeah. They've really upped them these days. They're really cool.
Well, print one out and get it up here
she
in the
has, like,
studio.
Little cards, you know, that you can like give your friends.
Hey. Aww. The tea is coming up next, Mackenzie. What's going on?
Ooh, she just got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and Paul Rudd had the most terrible experience of his life. I'll tell you what went down in the tea.
Live Sports Minute.
So some very exciting news. The Astros beat the Yankees last night, which means Houston now leads the ALCS 3-1.
Yeah, one more game, baby.
I know, one more game. So exciting. The Yankees are playing the worst baseball of their season right now, and it's a really bad time to do that, but I'm not mad about it. Patrick Mahomes left his football game last night against the Denver Broncos in the second quarter with a knee injury. So he dislocated his right kneecap.
Ow.
And he was immediately removed. They immediately said that he was out for the rest of the game. There was not even a question. They had to massage it back in place, and these players said that it looked so bad that it didn't even look like a knee. Like, it was unrecognizable. Yeah, so they still won. They still beat the Broncos because the Broncos kind of stink. Yes. And he's not expected to be out for the rest of the season, but he's questionable right now going into next week's game for them. Jalen Hurts and Joe Burrow are all of the rage and all of the talk right now. They are college football players, and they are the top for the Heisman watch right now. So Jalen Hurts is a quarterback from Oklahoma, and Joe Burrow is a quarterback from LSU. Everyone's top pick right now is Joe Burrow, and he has been this entire season. So Jalen Hurts is really coming up behind him with all of these stats. So that'll be a close race.
Who do you think is going to be the winner? Do you have an idea?
I think Joe Burrow.
Okay, cool.
I think Joe Burrow. I think if Jalen Hurts can play as well as he's been playing recently, it's going to be very close. But right now, Joe Burrow is the obvious choice. And very exciting, the Colts are taking on the Texans this Sunday, baby, in Indianapolis. And this game is going to be so close. So the Texans are expected to win, but they're only expected to win by 1 point. 1 point. That basically means anything can happen. I'm very excited about this. So one thing to watch out for is that the Texans receiving yards are, I mean, double what the Colts receiving yards are. So that's because they have Deshaun Watson, their star quarterback, and we're still working with Jacoby Brissett, which was our backup up until a week before the season started. So their receiving yards and their passing yards are going to be way ahead of us. But, I mean, if we can get our defense together and stop them, I think this game is going to be so close. And we have a really good chance of winning, especially because we're home.
We will see what happens, okay?
We will see what happens. And the last story of the day, obviously, LeBron James. So on Monday, During a interview after his preseason game, he made comments about the whole China controversy that is going on. And he said that Maury's comment, so Maury is the Houston's owner, and he tweeted, "Fight for freedom, stand for Hong Kong." And he tweeted this early in October, standing for Hong Kong and all the controversy that's going on over there. And LeBron James said that he was misinformed and uneducated, which just made LeBron James look like a dumb fat idiot, because LeBron James is actually one that's uninformed and uneducated. Maury was speaking his mind, and a lot of people got upset because, you know, the NBA does a lot of business in China.
Huge. They get a lot of money from China.
A ton of money for China, and China can cut that off in a second from the NBA. So a lot of people in China, though, are against LeBron James, are burning his streets because they're like, Maury is speaking the truth and you're the one that's actually uneducated. And I hate LeBron. That is my Sports Minute.
Live Sports Minute.
Very Thank unbiased you so much. There. Biased reporting.
All right, coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. Hey, if you like Disney movies and want to make $1,000 by watching them, I'll tell you how you can do that. And speaking of watching movies, you guys sharing any passwords with Netflix?
Yes.
Okay, well, they now know this and they're monitoring you. What are they going to do about it?
I knew I was being watched.
All right, we'll give you the update coming up here on Joe and McKenzie. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. An anonymous woman said she bought a couch for $25. That's a hell of a deal, right? $25 at a store. Yeah, thrift store. And 4 years ago, she ended up finding a watch inside. She didn't think much of it until she looked. She's like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. I think it's a Rolex. And it is a Rolex. The watch was actually a genuine Rolex Daytona 6241 Paul Newman. I've never heard of that watch before. Have you?
A Rolex?
No, but this this particular one, a Paul Newman Daytona 6421 or 6241. It's worth $250,000.
Yeah, Rolexes are no joke.
When asked what she would do with the newfound fortune, the woman said, I think I'm going to get myself a house and a boob job. So, hey, get it, girl. Priorities. I do the same thing. All right, if you like money and you like Disney, this is for you. The company reviews.org is looking for someone to watch 30 Disney movies in 30 days. Anyone interested needs to fill out a questionnaire and submit a video review for their favorite Disney film. The chosen person will then watch 30 films in 30 days when Disney Plus launches on November 12th. If you want more information, I'm going to put it up on Joe's Need to Know News blog so you can apply. I'll put the link right there for you.
And this is awesome. I mean, 30 and 30, it's like just one a day. It's easy, simple math. It doesn't seem overwhelming at all.
No, you can probably do two in a day.
Easy.
Check the stipulations and the rules. Okay, I've heard about this happening and people like wanting to do it, but I've never actually heard of it actually happening. A cat tried to go on vacation with a couple by sneaking into one of their carry-on bags. The couple is flying from Isle of Man to New York when they were stopped by airport security. They were pulled into a side room and asked why a cat was inside one of their bags.
Whoops!
So they zipped it up and didn't notice the cat was in there. How do you not, poor chap, you got a cat. Wouldn't you notice if your cat was in your luggage?
I would definitely notice because I hate when he gets the hair all over my clothes.
Yeah, I want to go with you, poor chap. I want to go on vacation. Yeah, they were confused at first, but then they realized the cat climbed in to the nearly empty bag after they were done packing. So that was kind of an interesting thing. I want to know more in the story. Like, did they have to go back?
I was wondering, did they get to take the cat? Because you can't really take, I mean, I would die if there was a cat on my plane because I'm definitely allergic.
You would, you're allergic.
Cats.
Like, could you be like, well, it's a support cat? Like, could you bring it on that way? Let's see. Netflix says they're monitoring accounts they believe are being shared and are looking into consumer-friendly ways of preventing you from doing it. But as of now, there's no actual changes in place. I know Porkchop talked about, like, you're allowed to share passwords.
We called Netflix to verify, and the official we talked to said you can up to so many people can share one Netflix password.
I guarantee you that will not be the rule for long.
You know what I mean?
Why? They want to crack down and get that money.
Because Netflix is on the decline because it had its hotness, it had its heyday, Netflix and chill, and now it's kind of, now they're like, maybe we shouldn't let people share. We need to make more money.
Well, I mean, you think it's on the decline? They're making some of the best content out there. I think it's just the fact that they're charging so much for it, like, and the people they're paying to do stuff, that's why they don't have money for it.
No, content's on point. It's just now they have competition. People are like, oh, what they're doing over there is working. It's just not like the new hotness that everyone has to have.
I still like it, though. I hope Netflix does not go anywhere, and I hope you guys are willing to share your passwords with me in case I get logged out of my mom's. So that being said, finally, sports. Liv mentioned it earlier, but the Astros beat the Yankees 8-3 and now are one game away from the World Series. Justin Verlander will start Game 5 tonight in New York City. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Check it out online at joeandmackenzie.com, and we'll put a swipe up link later on our Instagram story. Go follow us. It's Joe and Mackenzie. All right, song of the day. It's coming up next, and it's all about that money.
Ooh.
Speaking of which, Pork Chop, where's that $5 you owe me?
I bought you a bang the other day.
That was not the agreed upon deal. That was a gift. I want my money, Pork Chop. Song of the day. That's what's going on right now here on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Your text vote decides what song we will play today. The category is songs about money.
That's money, right. Honey.
All right, make sure you got our number, 52140. That's what you'll text. You'll text the word song to 52140. All right, let's go and see what songs we have selected today. I would like to go first if everybody's cool with that. And my song about money, it's the story of my life, guys. When you got more money, you got more problems, by Notorious B.I.G.
School me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Hootie. True pimp, fin no dough on the booty. And then, yeah, we go mates, there go your cutie.
Diddy and Mace up in there. That's two Notorious B.I.G. songs back to back. So who knows? I wore that yesterday with Hypnotize. So.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Mackenzie, what do you got about money?
Okay, so this is on the opposite spectrum of that. I'm going with a little Khalid. This was pretty much what kicked it off for Khalid. Young, dumb, and broke.
Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke. But we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good song right there. Let's go to Liv the Web Girl. Liv, what song are you rocking with today?
I'm rocking with a song that speaks to me in volumes. It speaks to my heart. It speaks to my soul because I have to save that money because I am broke as hell.
Put the clothes out, baby. Yeah, baby. Put the dough out, baby.
And producer Porkchop, what song do you have today for Song of the Day?
Usually I like to pick songs that I like and songs that I know other people like. But today, I just picked a song that I'm sure I'm the only one that likes because you all picked great songs. So it's fabulous. Or who is it? Let's throw it in the bag. F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Louis Vuitton, Gucci down to her feet, yep, just like me. I'm the one with the ones.
Not even hating, I just being real, like, I don't think I've ever heard that song. I know Fabulous.
It's Fabulous.
Yeah, Fabulous.
No, I know, I know that.
Yeah, that's a good song. You know, it means like just go shopping and throw it in the bag. Don't care about the money or the price tag.
No, no, I get that. Jesse J told me all about that. But listen.
Yes, Jesse J.
Let's throw a recap out there so you can get to the important part in voting for the song of the day. The category, songs about money. Myself, Joe, went with Mo Money, Mo Problems by Notorious B.I.G. Mackenzie went with Young, Dumb, and Broke by Khalid. Liv went with Save That Money by Lil Dicky. And Pork Chop went with Throw It in the Bag by Fabulous. Now you do the easy part, or maybe it's the hard part. You need to vote and tell us what song we should play next. So text the word song, S-O-N-G, to this number, 52140. That's song to 52140. Song of the day winner, we'll find out next. Song of the day. Voting has now ended. Let's recap what you could have voted for. The category was songs about money. Myself, Joe, B.I.G., Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Like the more money we come across, the more problems we see.
That is a bop. Then we have Mackenzie this morning. She went with Young, Dumb, and Broke by Khalid.
While we're young, dumb, young, dumb, and broke.
Okay, moving on. We had Live the Web Girl. She went with Save That Money by Lil Dicky.
We gon' save that money. I saved you. We gon' save that money.
And then we had Porkchop. Throw It in the Bag by Fabulous.
Just throw it in the bag.
Ladies, y'all ready to go shopping?
Okay, the results are in. Porkchop, take it away.
I must say, I am shocked by today's results.
Really?
The first shocker. I mean, I knew I was going to come in last place, but I actually got a lot of votes.
Woo!
I did get 14% of the vote.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
Good for you.
Yeah. So, that many people like that song, too. That's cool. So, yeah, Porkchop, last place. There is a tie for second and third place. Live the Web Girl. You are in third.
There's a tie.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same percent. It's like 26.2 and 26.4, but we don't see the decimals.
Oh. It's like twins. Which one came out first?
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang, man.
Chloe Money shaking her head, our intern. She likes that analogy.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Mackenzie, your song actually won.
What?
First place.
Yeah!
With 32% of the vote.
This was a hit. Khalid.
Goes to Mackenzie. I know. It was a
I'm
good
shocked
song
to beat
hit,
Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Way.
I'm shocked,
I
but
did
this,
not,
is a,
yeah.
this is a sweeper.
Shocked.
And
Joe,
the underdog
place.
Is victorious today. I
Woo!
Never win. So thank you if you voted for me. Seriously.
Are you serious? This is like a joke, like an April Fool's.
No, she won by 6%.
Once again, pigs are flying.
What is going
Woo!
On?
Yes.
All
Everybody
right.
wants to chill on this Friday. Ease on into it. Enjoy. Thanks for your vote.
Hey, good morning. It is Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Mackenzie will spill the tea. And then after that, it's Freak Show Friday. Rico did something in a hot tub for the first time, and now he can't stop doing
it. This is so freaky and weird, and it makes me question most men.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird situation. All right, so it's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and of course, we put a lot of stuff up on social media, and usually it's fun, it's nice, but did you guys see what was up on our social media? This happened in Indy on Radio Now 100.9 on that radio station Instagram. Did you see what got posted? They tagged Joe Mackenzie, and they tagged me, Joe Pesh Radio, on Instagram. Here, this is Jules. She does middays in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. This is what she posted.
Joe, I love you, bro, but come on, man. I'm calling you out. This beard hair, it's in the keyboard. Look.
Ew. Look.
So I guess like somehow, some way, one of my beard hairs like got left behind. It does come out sometimes, so I try
well,
to pick
always,
them up.
Joe does this weird thing. He like combs through his beard.
Well, yeah, like women
with,
his with your
fingers
hair.
When
women
he's like thinking or whatever. So I could totally see how you would have hair just falling.
And I guess, I don't know if she actually did get like sick, but listen to what happened next.
I don't think this is what DJ Khaled meant when he said another one.
She's picking another one up.
Oh, I almost got it. Tweezer remotes. Oh.
Oh, Jules.
And
girl.
Now joining us in studio, she does middays on Radio Now 100.9 in Indy. Jules, hi.
Hello. Good morning, Joe and Mackenzie.
Hey.
Oh, Jules, I am so sorry on behalf of Joseph over here. That's disgusting.
Now, here's my thing. I apologize, but I don't. And this is why. Women around here, here's what I do love. We have a lot. There's actually more women on our radio station than there is guys, which I think is rare. That's a good thing to have that. That being said, ladies, there's hair everywhere. It's like we got wild cats and dogs.
It's not the same as your beard hair.
No, okay, here's the thing.
What is the difference between
a
hair?
A long blonde hair is not as disgusting to find as a, I don't know how you would, coarse, squiggled up beard hair, because it reminds you of something else.
I'm glad you said that, because you said it. Now I want to open up the phone lines. I want honesty here, men or women, 833-563-2539. Talk about a double standard. They're the same thing, are they not? A woman's hair, how is it any different than a dude's beard hair?
Because it reminds you of a hair from a lower region, which is gross.
And I don't know what you had for lunch. Like, there could be some, leftover food crusted on your beard hair.
I'm so sorry if you're just waking up and, eating your breakfast right now.
Let me tell you this. I take care of my beard. And I know you're not trying to insult me right now, but I feel insulted and attacked because I beard oil it. I beard balm it. I shampoo it with a beard shampoo. I blow dry it. I comb it.
He's proud of his beard.
This beard is everything the media tells you it's not. This thing is clean. There's no doo-doo fecal stuff anywhere. This is a clean, beautiful, manly beard.
But do you get what we're saying, though? If you find, because it reminds you of something else, and that's grosser than finding a long woman's hair.
No, I don't.
Here's the thing. If you were eating a sandwich, would you don't want to find a hair, but would you rather find a long strand of hair or what could be a hair from your nether regions? The answer is A, all the time.
No. You don't want to find either one in your food.
Well, of course. But if you had to pick one, which would it rather be? Jules probably wouldn't have been as oops if there was a long hair, and she would have been it's still gross, but
I apologize for not cleaning up my beard hair that I didn't even realize was there. I'm getting distracted because sometimes I'll have actual beard hair that gets stuck in the microphone cover here.
I've had to pick that out of the microphone before, and I can't do it.
All right, hold on. We have people calling in. 833-563-2539. Let's talk to Steven this morning and see what he says. Hey, good morning, Steven. Thank you for calling in to Joe and McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Hey, so yeah, there's a huge double standard. I agree with you. It's not fair. My beard is very well groomed. I shampoo it, I oil it, I comb it, and my wife gets really mad when there's little beard hairs on the sink.
Yeah,
she has this Chewbacca clump clogging the shower, and I gotta fish it out with a hook, and it's disgusting.
Thank you. Louder for people in the back, Steven.
No, I clean up my hair after the shower. I throw it away. So, but when my husband, after he showers, he's got a really long beard, too. And it's beard hair everywhere. And I'm what are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Joe and McKenzie. Who is this?
Cindy.
Cindy, what are you calling to say this morning?
That those girls are embarrassing because a hair is a hair. It doesn't matter what part of the body it comes from. It's a hair. Get over it.
I just totally disagree.
You're embarrassing women. We're strong. We don't give a shit about where things come from.
You can't swear.
I appreciate you.
Lenny, dump that.
No, all I'm saying is if you found a hair from someone's crotch, it's more disgusting than a hair from someone's head, in my opinion. I don't want that with that.
Hold on,
gross.
I'm just putting this together. Are you saying that my immaculate beard looks like nether region hair?
No, I'm saying if I was to find, I'd be more skeeved out if I found one of a coarse, curly, little black hair somewhere than if I found a long strand of hair from someone's head. I'm saying I think that's grosser.
Now I feel like I need to
I don't think that's ludicrous or embarrassing. That's just facts.
I think I need to start. Oh, okay. Your facts are wrong, ladies. It's okay. Sometimes in the court of law, you're wrong and you're right. Today? You lost. But thank you, though. Jules, I'm sorry. I won't leave beard hairs anywhere else.
It's okay. I'll forgive you.
Right,
but don't let it happen again.
All right. You have a good day. Hey, McKenzie. Guess what?
Hey, what?
Okay, now that she's gone, I think just randomly. I'm not going to pluck them out on purpose. But
thanks, Jules. Love you.
Okay. But when I find a beard hair, I think I'm just going to start compiling them together.
Joe.
And put them into little beard doll
hairs.
You
know, you want to kill this reputation of being Josie Grossi, and that's not going to help
your
cause.
What do you mean, Josie Grossi?
Do not make a beard
doll. People call me Josie Grossi around here? What?
Time to pour this tea and stir this tea and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Oh, let's do it, shall we? This is pretty cool. Charlie Puth is a huge fan of Friends, and none other than Courtney Cox herself was doing a little trivia with Charlie, and he nailed it.
Okay, finish the lyrics. Smelly cat, smelly cat.
What are they feeding you? Smelly cat, smelly cat. It's not your fault.
Yes, get it, boy. really cool. His brother, Stephen Puth, we actually sat down with Joe and got to interview, and he's got a new EP coming out. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. And you brought up, too, one thing in the interview maybe we'll get to eventually is that wouldn't it be cool if they collaborated?
Like, yes.
I mean, it'd be nice to see, like, bros on bros.
Right. I mean, he's trying to do his own thing, distinguish his own
of
sound.
Course.
But, I mean, look at, like, we talked about the Joe Bros. There's lots of acts that really work. So, I say do it together. They are so cool. Well, moving on to Ryan Reynolds, one of my faves, along with Blake Lively. They did the sweetest gender reveal of baby number 3. They had a third princess. And here is Ryan talking about his first little girl, Wyatt.
And is she talking?
Yeah, she's saying mama.
I'm telling you.
You know what, though? You know what my wife doesn't realize, though? Is that she calls me mama, too.
So now they have 3 adorable little girls. He's officially outnumbered.
Yeah, dude, you better get a boy. Get one soon.
They do a good job of always keeping pregnancies on the DL. Like, we didn't know she was pregnant again until she almost had the baby. So congrats to those two. That's so awesome. Well, the man who saved Helen Hunt's life from the terrible accident she was in is now speaking out. His name is Zarin Thomas.
After I pried the door open, I just seen 3 people inside. I just immediately, out of my instinct, helped them up, helped them out of the car. I was just thinking about them at the time.
He said he helped them out. He had no idea that was Helen Hunt or anyone famous. He was just a good Samaritan. He was working across the street when the terrible crash happened. She got cut off in LA. The car flipped. She is doing okay. He said she's going to be just fine, but he really helped save Helen Hunt's life.
I would prefer, like, just in general, like, I hope somebody wouldn't recognize you. Can you imagine, like, hey, are you Helen Hunt? You okay in there?
You okay?
Oh, Helen, what happened?
I know.
I love your movie. Remember that one time in that movie?
As good as it gets. You rocked. That's
Can
so
I have a
good.
Selfie?
Yeah, come on, real quick. Smile.
I know. Thank goodness she's okay. I want to see her in more stuff. She's been quiet for the moment, but I'm glad she's on the mend. Kylie Jenner, OMG. All the rage. I mean, Rise and Shine is a new smash hit. Is she going to get a Grammy or what? We talked about this on the show yesterday, so
Rise
it's gone viral.
And shine. Rise and Shine.
When she was waking up, her little girl, Stormy, and now there's just a million memes. Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, even celebs are putting collaborations together. This is so funny. We have Stormy in a little video listening. And what does little Stormy think about her mom's rise in singing fame?
Daddy, please.
No, baby, that's mommy. Mommy's singing.
Daddy, sing.
Oh, you want daddy singing?
Yeah.
I'm not good enough?
Daddy sing.
Okay.
Of course, daddy is Travis Scott. She's used to daddy singing, but mommy may have a singing career here too, but it's gone viral. It's everywhere, so love it. And lastly here, one of your favorites, Joe, Nikki Glaser. We love her so much. She is on a comedy tour. Have you watched Bangin' on Netflix?
Yeah, I actually was into it, I think, 2 weeks ago for What I'm Into. It's really good.
Yes, that's her new special. And here she is talking a little bit just about her life.
Here's the thing. I don't blame him for not loving me in the beginning because I was not myself. I was just living lies. Like, I was pretending to be a real peach of a girl. Like, he thinks I read. Yeah. Like, more than tweets and Plan B side effects. Like, he thinks I'm, like, into books. I know. I even bought, like, the most, like, expensive book to impress him. This book called Kindle. And it's, like, I haven't read it yet. It's, like, one big page.
Yeah, and that Bangin' is definitely a mature audience. It's very adult, but I really enjoyed it on Netflix.
Yeah, check it out on Netflix. Like you mentioned, it is for adults only. It's 1 hour and 3 minutes long, but Nikki Glaser doesn't get much cooler than her.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Porkchop says, hey, he's got some breaking audio that we
breaking.
Should play. All right, let's see what this is.
Rise and shine.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Rise and shine.
I'm telling you, she's going to get a Grammy.
Remix?
Rise and shine.
What the heck?
Rise and shine.
Stop!
Kylie!
Rise and shine. 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 Rise and shine.
I actually like this. Is that bad?
Yes. Very bad.
Embarrassing.
It's Mackenzie's song of the day on Monday.
It is. I'm going to put this on my alarm. That's why I'm going to wake up every morning.
Who has time for that?
Shine.
All right. That was something I wish we wouldn't have played, but that
I
is.
I loved that moment.
That is the tea with Mackenzie here on Joe and Mackenzie. Rico did something in a hot tub for the first time, and now He can't stop doing it.
He can't undo it or stop.
He probably both. Freak Show Friday is coming up next here on Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. Hey, this time Monday morning on Joe and McKenzie, it'll be a Murder Monday. If you like true crime, well, this is the place to be. As a matter of fact, go to joemckenzie.com and you can catch up on all of the old Murder Mondays that you might have missed. Right now, though, it's time for Freak Show Friday.
What was this?
She's a very freaky girl.
Woo!
She's
so
freak. She's so freaky.
Get your freak on.
Strange, or you got something you think is a little freaky about yourself, or at least people say, man, it's kind of freaky, McKenzie. Why are you doing that?
This is a doozy, I tell you what, this one.
Then we definitely want to talk to you for Freak Show Friday. 833-563-2539 is how you can get on for that. You can also slide into our DMs. It is Radio Now. I'm sorry, whoa, bringing out the old one. It is Joe and McKenzie.
Where am I?
Rico.
Who am I?
Rico, what's going on this morning, man?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
So why are you on today for Freak Show Friday?
All right. This is the thing. You know, I kind of started this weird thing recently. It all started when I was at my ex-girlfriend's parents' house. They had, like, a hot tub there. And, you know, I was in a hot tub, you know, chilling. And I saw this perfect circled filter, you know. You know how the water goes down, like all the water was getting like sucked up in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like the jet?
It's to keep it clean, McKenzie. Like a pool has a filter too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And you know, I just had the urge, you know, to stick, you know, little Rico in there, put it like that.
Hold on. You did what?
Little Rico.
Yeah, I had the urge, to, you know, to put it down there. You know. And I mean, to be honest, you know, it felt so good and satisfying. I was like, you know, this is a different kind of feeling. Like, it was, you know.
Where was everybody else when you were in the hot tub? This is your girlfriend's parents' house?
Yeah, actually, it got stuck in there. And
Little Rico got stuck?
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend's family had to actually help me get it out, pull me out. That's actually the reason we broke up.
Well, no,
she didn't
yeah.
get it. She didn't get it.
Why did she think you were cheating on her with a hot tub? I mean, I'm trying to understand this.
It's embarrassing.
I don't know. I guess she didn't understand. You know, she didn't get it.
If I bring my man, my boyfriend, to my parents' house, and he sticks his little mini in the hot tub jet.
It was a filter. It was the filter, not the jet, the filter.
It's like, oh, we really approve of the young man you brought home to meet us. Not.
Nah, I don't think it was that bad, though. You know, if she would have understood, it would have worked out a little better. But, you know, from that day, it was like, now I can't stop sticking it into things. Like this past weekend, you know, me and my friends, we went to the pumpkin patch. And I told them I was going to use the bathroom real quick. I took a pumpkin with me.
No!
They didn't know. I cut a hole in it and, you know, stuck my member right into it. I could feel the pumpkin, you know, like the guts and all the, you know, the little seeds in it.
Pumpkins are gross. If you ever carve a pumpkin, it's wet and slimy and cold and gooey.
You are traumatizing me. I'm just going to go to a pumpkin patch this weekend.
You're not carving anything this weekend.
I mean, for the record, it was slimy and cold, but it was definitely satisfying. Definitely.
Ew.
Yeah. Okay.
What, Rico? Do you guys do other? Is this a specific thing to you, or do guys in general do this? Like, have you guys ever tried to do this with anything?
When I was younger, I might have tried to put it in something, but like
what?
It doesn't matter. The point being is, like, as an adult man, no, there's other things to do. But when you're younger, you experiment. But Rico's an adult man. I don't understand this.
But what is it with a dude that's like sees something and is like, it'd fit in there?
Well, I don't.
That's so crazy.
I think Rico might be on his own. Like, this might be a little freaky of a thing. But I'm not trying to judge. I'm trying to understand, Rico.
Well, you know, it's like, it's a different kind of feeling. It's a different kind of feeling. It's satisfying, you know. I mean, I mean, to be honest, I didn't think I would like it either until, you know, the hot tub moment happened. That's what changed everything. You know, from there, I tried a little bit of everything. You know, I've done it with CDs.
Wait, hold on. CDs?
Holes and pillows.
CDs.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll be honest, the Lord didn't bless me necessarily, but a CD even is kind of small for me. I don't understand. I don't understand how that works, but okay, what else?
You got to make it happen sometimes. Cut holes in pillows. You know, I take the, because in my office, they keep hummus, you know, in the break room. You know, I took the hummus from the break room a few times to the bathroom, did a little bit of dipping.
Oh, my.
Did a little bit of what?
Someone didn't even get to have their lunch that day because of you, Rico.
I think they'll be fine, though, you know.
Wow.
I named myself, Ding Dong Dipper.
Oh, my God. Rico, you're a Ding Dong Dipper.
Wow. Yeah.
Like Ding Dong Ditcher.
You are one of a kind, Rico.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, you should try it out sometime, guys. It's real tough. You should try it. Like, I tried guacamole. That's great. Yogurt is great. I tried salsa. Salsa is horrible.
No. No way,
don't never try salsa. Don't
avoid the hot sauce.
Avoid acidity. In general, don't be putting your junk into things in general. But, I mean, who would even think salsa would be satisfying?
It was worth a try. It was worth a try. It just didn't work out. It didn't work
out. So are you in a relationship right now, Rico?
Nah, to be honest, I'm trying to find someone, you know, that understands, you know, like a female that's a freak like me that can understand.
Do you think you would keep this up? Like, if you met someone and you were in, like, a, you know, intimate relationship, would you still be going to the pumpkin patch?
Yeah, because, see, I actually thought about it. I was like, you know, because I use donuts, like, weekly. Like, that's, like, the average. I was thinking, like, I could have somebody help hold the donuts.
Donuts, he said plural.
I get a dozen. I get a dozen every week.
A dozen?
Hold on.
But not all at once.
Yeah, not all. They all don't go on there.
No.
You have these guys feeling inferior, Rico.
I'm like, I can do about 2 donuts, maybe 3. You guys got a dozen donuts? Dang.
Yeah, it's because, Joe, you ate the other 8.
That's what it is. Hey, pork chops ate 8 before, too. That's totally different.
Well, oh my gosh.
That's funny.
I'm dying.
Okay.
But you know, I mean, usually with donuts, like, I would get different flavors. You know how you could mix and match the box up. So,
that's crazy. You know. Rico, what's your next conquest? Or I'm just kind of scared to ask. What's the next thing you're going after?
I mean, the next thing I'm going after pretty much is I'm trying to get, you know, a female that's going to help me, you know. And that understands, you know, a freak like me. So, you know, if anyone out there, you know, you're interested, you can check me out on Instagram. My Instagram is at Rico.
No, Rico.
Free plug. No.
Listen, first of all, you sound like pork chop. Second, I don't even want to know what's on that Instagram. So,
you're right.
Dude, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday. I would say that's freaky, buddy.
Thank you. I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
I love that he's just so chill.
Yeah, he's like, man, I'll tell you what. Wait till Thanksgiving comes around and there's an apple pie and a turkey on the table.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving. Ooh, that's stuffing, isn't it?
No.
All right. That is Freak Show Friday.
That was freaky.
You ever want to be on? Hit us
up. I don't
know
if you could top that, though.
It's not about topping. It's about being your true self. Radio. God. Joe and Mackenzie, just hit us up, okay? I'm trying to awkwardly get out of this. Hey, can we talk about Pork Chop? I know we've been doing a lot lately, but here's what's going on. I found out Pork Chop from his new boyfriend, which if you're just tuning in, he has a boyfriend. We'll explain that. Pork Chop cannot do one of the simplest things in the world. Like, I think almost anybody, like, I think your daughter who's 9 probably knows how to do this.
She does.
But Pork Chop does not. It just blew my mind. And if you want to call in too, we're not going to make fun of you. We're just going to laugh with you. What's a simple thing that you just do not know how to do? 833-563-2539.
We will not judge. No shame in this game.
Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Hey, if you like The Lion King, your chance to win a copy of The Lion King is coming up just after 8, 10, and 10 Central here on Radio Now. Also on the way, we got your dummy of the day. We got a lot to get to this morning, the tea with Mackenzie, so hang out with us. You can follow Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Mackenzie. I heard something from Producer Pork Chop's new boyfriend, which we have not figured out a name for yet. We will do that, but... So hang on, you got to turn your mic on.
I think Liv has a funny name.
Yeah, it's Hostage Boy, and I am not calling him anything but.
Hostage Boy. All right, and this stems from they haven't left each other's side since their first date, which was a week ago, right? Because it's Friday. It was Friday to Friday.
Yeah, that's really, really creepy. But the point being, I guess this whole thing, I shouldn't even have brought that up. I want to track it onto this. I want to know at 833-563-2539, what is it that is pretty simple? It's like a really easy task, but for whatever reason, you don't know how to do it. And what did I find out about Pork Chop? I found out that Pork Chop doesn't know how to make eggs, like any kind of eggs, scrambled eggs, over easy eggs, like...
Chops, what's the deal?
How do you not know how to make eggs?
I think this goes under the umbrella that I just don't know how to cook. So don't assume anything. Like, if someone doesn't know how to cook, you don't know how to cook anything. Like, I've tried. I tried to cook.
I don't think that's true.
No, it's very true. I've tried to cook eggs before, and I posted a picture on Instagram, and I thought it was a good picture, but all the comments were like, dude, the pan, it's like smoking. I'm like, yeah, I'm cooking. They're like, no, did you put any...
Okay, take us through the process. So when you put, did you spray it down? Did you put butter down, or did you
don't
do
tell
a spray?
Don't tell them. How do you make eggs?
That's literally what I was just about to say, was I was like... They were like, did you put any butter or Pam down? I'm like, what? No, I put the egg on the pan and fried it.
Okay.
So yeah, there's that.
You know what? That's just the little step you're missing. It's as simple as that. If you just did a little shh, and then you put your egg on there.
I'm surprised he even put a pan down and just tried to do it on the actual
top. Were you trying
to
make scrambled or sunny side or just any? Anything
whatever,
that came out.
Whatever came out. And it came out over hard, which is actually my favorite. So I just kind of, you know, put
it
in there and just like smashed it up and fried and flipped it. And I thought it was all right. But yeah, I don't know how to cook eggs or anything.
Why don't you know you can go online. Actually, I got this device.
YouTube.
It's one of those as seen on TV. You should try the Egg-tastic. It's a little thing. You put an egg in and it like cooks it for you in the microwave.
833-563-2539. What's a simple thing that probably most people know how to do, but you do not know how to do? Because honestly, Pork Chop right now is pretty embarrassed that he doesn't know how to like make eggs. Well, cooking in general, but I would say next to boiling water, I'd say making eggs is the easiest thing you can do in the kitchen.
I saw him make scrambled eggs the other night, and I was like, oh, that's how you do it. I thought you literally just, you know, put the egg in there and kind of scramble it up. But no, you have to, like, I guess whisk it beforehand.
Yeah, you want to whisk, and sometimes I like to add a little milk, or you can even do, you know, lactose-free if you have to. But
you can, really, though, you can. I've done it before. Crack an egg in a pan and just mix it up. And you can make scrambled eggs that way. It's so simple.
No, it's not, because if you don't know to put the butter, then you're burning the pan.
Well, that's the only step you're missing.
There are so many small things that, like, if you don't know them, it can ruin it.
No, but what Liz's saying, though, at least for how simple eggs are, like, true, they're better when they're whisked and you do everything, but you could make an egg that way.
Like, how about this? Like, if you allegedly boiling pasta, I didn't know you have to let the water boil first and then you put the pasta in. I put in the water, I put in the pasta, I turned it on and let it cook.
And I will say, I do not enjoy cooking. I hate cooking because I feel like some people love it. They're amazing at it. I am not. I feel like it takes so much time and effort and you buy all the stuff and if it doesn't turn out, it's like a huge disappointment just because it's not my forte. It's not my thing. But I will say, once I do things that I didn't know how to do, simple things, and then you miss a step, then you do it and you're like, oh, okay, that wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
My thing is, he's 31. You would just expect, as a like bachelor, just a 31-year-old man, that you would know how to cook an egg.
He's taken now, though. We can't call him a bachelor.
That's okay, though. Like, I want you to just spray. I want you to successfully make an egg. And once you do it once, you'll be like, oh, my gosh, that was easy. That's the step I was missing.
Hey, Viola, thank you for calling in this morning. What did you want to say? Something that's pretty simple, but you don't know how to do. Viola, you got to turn your radio down and talk to me directly on your phone. All right, we're going to try that again. 833-563-2539. We'll take your calls next. What's something simple that you do not know how to do? Poor Pork Chop, this dude, well, we're going to have to teach him how to scramble some eggs. The Friday freestyle between myself, Joe, and Liv the Web Girl. Yeah, we freestyle stuff right off the top of our heads. Mackenzie gives us topics, and we do that. That is less than 10 minutes away.
I'm so excited, you guys. This is one of my favorite things on Fridays, and I got some good stuff for you to rap about.
Like that. Then after the Friday freestyle, we will hook someone up, could be you, with Lion King movie passes, or the actual movie, I should say. That's all coming up here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Producer Porkchop, we found out, well, this guy doesn't know how to make a scrambled egg. Have you tried now that your boyfriend kind of realized this?
No, I saw him make food, and it was cool to learn. We made like cheese sauce from scratch. You put flour and you mix it with butter, and you have to like it together, and then an egg. Mm-hmm. You have to cook it separately, and then like you throw in the cheese, and it was so much fun.
How sexy is a man that could cook? Isn't that such a turn on?
Yeah.
Yes. Amen, sister.
All right, let's go to the social media real quick. It's Joe and McKenzie, Twitter and Instagram. You can let us know. Also, Facebook.
And there's lot of comments basically saying like pork chop. We don't know how you don't get it, but my favorite one is from Lisa, and she said, "Tell pork chop he just needs to lube the pan, then he'll get it."
Oh my gosh.
Oh god, I don't think it's that's not even if it's edible, it's not the same kind of stuff.
No.
I mean, you can with butter.
Let's go to Viola this morning. Hey,
Chops likes that.
Viola, what simple thing do you not know how to do?
Hi, hello. I can't believe I called you guys. I listen to you every day, and today I was like, I guess today is my day on the way to work.
Yeah, first time caller. Yeah.
Are you in Houston or Indianapolis?
I'm in Indy. Indy.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know how to ride a bike, so I don't know if that's the simplest things to do or not, but I should know how to ride a bike, I guess.
We need to teach you how to ride a bike.
I want you to have the joy of riding a bike.
We need big people training wheels.
Do they make those?
See, that will be embarrassing. That's my biggest thing now, that I'm an adult, and to get the training wheels on the side, that will be
You know what you should do? Okay, there's a place, and it's called Pedego Bikes, and it's in Carmel, but they have electric bikes, so you could actually hop on a bike, and then you can go electrically, and then pedal as you feel comfortable to go, and that might be a really good way to train.
Or I just say we go ham and start her on a unicycle.
No way!
Without a seat.
Wear a helmet. But you got this, girl. Yeah, just do a little bit of time.
Yeah, that's the thing. I should need, like, some protection if I fell or something. But maybe one day, maybe with your guys' help, one day I hop on the bike.
We would love to help you. And we'll just make sure there's grass on both sides. We'll go on a sidewalk. And if you fall to the left or right, it'll be okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's okay.
All right, Viola, thank you for calling in. You better call us again, okay?
All right, I will. Thank you,
guys.
Have a great day.
You're welcome. Here's Porkchop trying to have a ride to her death on a unicycle.
Just go.
You got it, girl. Here.
Straight uni.
Go down this hill with boulders.
Oh, no.
You'll be fine. Let's go to Adam this morning. Adam, thanks for calling in. What is something kind of simple that you don't know how to do?
So I don't know how to sew. I'm a 29-year-old guy. I guess it come up yet.
I mean, I don't know how to sew either.
How do you guys know? I know how to sew. You don't know how to sew, Porkchop?
My new guy knows how to sew.
Apparently your guy knows how to do everything.
He's so domestic.
McKenzie, do you know how to sew?
Not really. I mean, I can. It's not great.
All the stereotypes, I'm like a mom, a woman, like, you don't know?
Yeah, that is stereotypical. Here's the funny thing. My mom, Kiki... Oh, yeah. My mom, Kiki, is Martha Stewart. She's amazing. She could sew, make you a sweater, make anything that you want, sew any button of any kind. She'll make squash soup and, like, get the bowl will be the squash that
from
she's
the
carved
squash
out.
That you had.
It's so funny. It just missed me. Missed a generation. Lulu's the same way. Loves to cook. Lulu's my 9-year-old. She plates desserts. Like, she's amazing. She can cook. She can sew. It missed me.
Liv, do you know how to sew?
No,
I don't. And I don't care to ever learn. And I hate your gender stereotypes. Oh, my goodness.
I'm surprised.
Okay.
This is
maybe
a woman. You don't know how to sew.
Maybe you should learn how to sew.
How to sew. Okay. When things get torn up at our house, guess who sews stuff? Me, not my wife.
Honestly, good for you. You shouldn't just assume that women know how to sew. Because
apparently, I'm the only one keeping sewing alive in our country.
Do you guys
call me Betsy Ross.
Do you have a sewing machine?
No, you guys know what I want for my birthday now.
A sewing machine?
Yep, I want it to be pedal controlled, okay?
My mom has a Singer one from like the 80s.
Nice.
That's lovely.
Oh, all right.
You should sew us something, Joe.
That's what I'm going to do.
Actually, I have a stack of stuff that needs like buttons.
I actually have a new YouTube channel I'm creating. It's called Sew with Joe. It's going to be
yes!
really
awesome.
That's good. You should do that.
Your side hustle.
Mm-hmm. Going to sew that. And let's go to Tiffany this morning. Hey, Tiffany, thank you for calling in. First question I have to ask you, do you know how to sew?
I do.
That's my girl. All right, Tiffany, what is something you don't know how to do? It's kind of simple, though.
I have never, ever been able to do a cartwheel.
I mean, I can't either.
Okay, it's not the same, I found out, as when you do it when you're adult. You're like, oh, yeah, I tumble around all the time.
I am 30 years old. I have never been able to do a cartwheel, yo.
Yeah, I always feel like I'm going to break my arms, or if my arms hold it for a bit, I'll break my neck. I'm afraid.
Have a cocktail or two or three, and then go for it.
I think, yeah, and you just got to do it.
I do want to say, though, hold on. Y'all giving Pork Chop a hard time for cooking eggs. I'm a chef. Surprisingly enough, eggs is not as easy as people think it is.
Hey, I support chops because sometimes things are harder than they are.
Chef Tiffany, what is the easiest thing then? Let's find the easiest thing and see if we can maybe get video of him trying to cook it one day. What's the easiest thing to cook?
Pasta probably is easier, a lot easier than eggs.
I'm afraid he's going to burn himself with that boiling water. I don't like that, Tiffany.
Yeah. Let me see. Toast?
Oh,
yes!
I could put that in the toaster.
There we go.
All these people calling in, I have no idea how to do any of these things that they're still saying.
All right, let's get some more calls here. Let's go to Therese. Hey, what's up, Therese? Therese, are you there?
This is Julie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Julie. Hey, Julie, what is it that you can't do?
I cannot drive a stick shift.
I can't do that either.
And I think that a lot of I'm 28 years old, and I feel like now that a lot of people can't do it.
Yeah.
Can anybody else here on the show drive a stick?
I actually was an intern here in Indy at Fox 59, our Fox affiliate, and I was taught by a homeless man for a segment on television, and I learned how to drive a stick TV.
So many questions. Wow. Did the homeless man live in his car?
No, he didn't have a car. I don't know how it happened. I probably could dig up the tape, but
he's like, "Hey, lady, I found this car."
Someone says,
"My dad tried to teach me when I was like 15, and it didn't work. But now I want to learn so bad that I have my license."
I wonder why people prefer that. I guess I just could feel the vehicle and feel the grind. And I love cars, but I just put my vehicle into like sports mode, and I feel like it's happening.
I do know how to produce a morning show.
Not well. But, no,
but you do know how to do it.
I'm kidding.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Okay, check this out. At this time right now, I'd like to do a little station identification. This is Joe and McKenzie here on Joe and McKenzie Radio Now. What did I say?
WNOW FM HD1 Speedway W286CM. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
So rise and shine.
Let's go, come on. On Indy's Radio Now 100.9.
The Friday Freestyle is coming up next, and then your chance to win the Lion King movie. It is a Friday here on Joe and McKenzie, and that only means one thing, McKenzie.
Yes, that's right.
Friday Freestyle. Now, Friday Freestyle is something you can check out later to see how passionate we are on our Instagram. So follow us now so you'll see it. Joe and McKenzie. But McKenzie, as the host, the MC, why don't you explain what's about to go down?
All right, welcome to the weekly battle between Libby Liv and MC Papa Pesh. Now victorious, MC Papa Pesh holds the title. Will he be taken down by Livy Liv in this Freestyle Friday? We shall see. Who's going first, contenders?
I'll go first.
All right, Livy Liv wants to go first.
Look at her and her, like, her outfit. She looks like she's ready to kick some butt. She's like a superhero.
I haven't seen you win yet.
Okay, Porkchop.
Hey,
I'm that negativity when I'm about to go.
She's trying to get hyped.
And perform, right. Yeah.
Here we go. We're going to hype it up. All right, girl, you are going to be freestyling, letting it flow about pumpkins.
Mm. Oh, I know a good word that rhymes.
I wanted to try this today, not just for myself. I want to give you like 10 or 15 more seconds to think.
Okay.
The word today is pumpkins.
Pumpkin.
Okay.
Pumpkins, think of all things.
Now, I want to know, as the host of the Friday Freestyle, when you come up with these words, are you thinking like, are they rhymable, or are just like, what's topical?
What's topical?
Okay.
It's October. It's October 18th. It's pumpkin time. I'm going to a pumpkin patch this weekend, so it is pumpkin freestyle time.
Are you ready, Live the Web Girl?
Yeah, I think so.
Here we go.
Yeah. What? Okay. Let's hit this. Yeah. Joe kind of looks like a pumpkin. Yeah, he's round and he's got a nice bumpkin. Not gonna lie, but I'm gonna even try to destroy you. That's right, put you in a body bag, okay? That's right, I'm gonna knock you down. That's right, don't rap until I give you a tag. And then it's your turn. You can rap so hard, but it's not gonna make a difference, cause I'm gonna destroy you. This is the week that I'm gonna be victorious. That's right, yeah, it's fall. I got that hot girl fall vibe, and you gotta try to beat me this week. That's right, cause your rap stinks.
Yeah!
Woo, all right.
Nice job! Nicely done.
I wasn't keeping track, but did any of her like lines rhyme?
Yeah.
Okay.
She had flow, for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And also, real rappers know that they don't always have to perfectly rhyme. It's about the flow. I've been watching the Netflix show Rhythm and Flow with T.I., Chance
prepping.
The Rapper, Cardi B, names you might know. That's some advice from them.
Okay. Okay. Hey, I guess I stand
Those
corrected.
Those are some fighting words. All
guess
right,
I stand
nicely
corrected.
Done, Libby. Liv, she brought
sweating,
it.
She's sweating, by the way.
She was in it to win it. Woo! All right, MC Papa Pesh, you are up. Now you are going to be rapping about the color pink because we are all going to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. We're going to host the walk run and we're going to be participating. So your word is pink.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Pink, 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 pink. I don't know why I get nervous too sometimes about this. It's cool though. We got this.
Your face is getting pink.
Thank you.
Don't stink.
Yo. What's my favorite color? Oh, wait, let me think. It's gotta be that one color. Oh, yeah, it's pink. I see it on the rink when they're raising funds for cancer. Man, I got the best color, pink. It's the answer. I like her as a singer. This category is a ringer. You cannot stop. I'm going on top. Liv, you really stink. Speaking of pink, last week, I think I saw you crying. Now, if I said pink was my favorite color, you know I wouldn't be lying. There's no denying. God. It's impressive. I am simply unstoppable. People come at me, and then I get angry. I get hostile, and that is just a fact. I like those Cracker Jacks in the back of the box. I'm breaking down the locks. I'm like a fox, and you know this can't be beat. Pink is my favorite color. I put it on all my tasty treats. So if you want to battle Liv, you're just gonna lose. Don't get mad at me. I don't like negative attitudes. Pink is the best. Now my rhyme is done. I need some new competition because this is not becoming fun.
Woo!
Yeah!
Killed it!
Okay, you know what?
He rhymed cancer with
when
answer.
When I say pink, you
okay,
say
no,
two in
that's-
the... Okay.
Yeah, all right, we're running out of film storage, okay? But what I will say is every single week, I'm going up against Joe,
and no.
Pork Chop and Mackenzie are like, Mackenzie's actually pretty supportive, but Pork Chop's like, oh, Joe!
Dude, that was just my favorite.
I know, I get it. He did well, but you are sitting there pretty and not nervous because you don't have to go up against Papa Pesh.
Uh-huh.
So I think next week, Pork Chop should go head to head with Joe, or maybe me and Pork Chop go head to head.
Yes, I'll do that.
Hold on. I would be willing to, not forever, but I would be willing to take a week off. We'll call it a bye week in the rap battle here, and we'll do Pork Chop versus Liv the Web Girl. I don't go with it now. Think about what your rap name is, Pork Chop, okay?
Okay.
I mean, his name is already Pork Chop, but.
No, but does he have
boink,
like a rap
boink.
Name?
PC, something like with PC.
I'm gonna turn you into bacon, baby.
Ooh. This is gonna be really good.
All right, well, hey. That's what we'll do next week here on Joe McKenzie. Same time, same place. By the way, if you want to see those videos, I know I do. Airdrop that to me ASAP. It'll be up on our Instagram, Joe and McKenzie.
Nicely done, you guys.
Thank you. All right, we have your chance right now to call, do a little Lion King trivia to win that movie. Then after that, we'll get into the tea with McKenzie.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Your chance to do a little Lion King trivia this morning here on Joe McKenzie, and you could win the Lion King movie.
Woohoo! I still haven't seen this. I want to see it.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, by the way, too, I want to kind of like just give you another reason to check us out. Obviously, because we smell good and we're nice. But this time on Monday, we'll be hooking you up with Fandango Movie Passes to go see the new movie that came out today, Maleficent.
Ooh, I am so excited. I'm taking my little girl Lulu to see that.
So we got a lot of movies going on, yeah. And I like that. All right, let's go to the phones. 833-563-2539 and see who we got here. Is this Angie?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Angie, listening in Houston. Thank you so much. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm feeling lucky.
All right,
yeah,
good.
Baby.
Yeah, let's get lucky. Porkchop got lucky last night, so let's do it. Let's explain the game, Porkchop. How is this going to work for the Lion King movie?
So we've got some pretty easy trivia here. Some of it is multiple choice. You either have to pick A, B, or C. We've got some true or false. So just basically got to get the question right. We need you. We're doing 3 out of 5. So we're going to ask you 5 questions. As soon as you get 3 right, you're automatically the winner.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Who wants to start off with the question this morning?
I can start. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
What does Timon say grubs taste like? Chicken, heaven, or candy?
I'm going to go with heaven.
Incorrect. No. It's okay, though. You still got some more questions. Here we go. Here's a true or false. You got a 50-50 shot on this one. The Lion King was the original name that the producers wanted to use for the movie.
True or false?
False.
Correct. Don't ask me what the correct one is. I don't have that, but I know it's okay. False. So 1 for 2 on your road to getting 3 right. McKenzie.
All right, let's go on to this. Okay, finish the lyric. I've never seen a king of beasts with...
Let's try it like this. I've never seen a king of beasts with...
I don't know.
Let me give her one more word.
Yeah,
I've never
seen
a king of beasts with quite so...
Three.
I don't know.
One.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Quite so little hair.
That
I had to
correct.
Give that answer away because nobody's going to get that one.
What? No.
That's tough.
I could have gotten
nobody
that right.
Get that.
I have
so
no idea.
Quite so little hair.
I don't even know what that's called.
Just because you're obsessed with your hairline, Porkchop, doesn't mean that everybody else does in the
that
Lion King.
That was really
King.
Tough.
I'm brushing
okay.
up on looking down. See? I'm working
Here we go.
On my roar.
You are 1 for 3, so you got to get these next 2 right, okay? Let's do this.
Okay.
What type of animal trampled Mufasa in the canyon? I don't want to answer this question. This is terrible. Was it A, a water buffalo, B, a wildebeest, or C, a buffalo?
Can you repeat the answers?
Yes. What type of animal trampled Mufasa in the canyon? Was it A, a water buffalo, B, a wildebeest, or C, a buffalo?
I'm between B and C. Which is it?
So you're going to go with wildebeest or buffalo? Which one?
Yeah. I don't know what a wildebeest is.
You got but 3 seconds. Pick.
Wildebeest. I don't know.
Yes!
Yes! All right!
Okay, so she has to get one more?
Yes,
okay.
2 for 4.
Okay, ready, girl? Here we go. True or false? There are 3 main hyenas.
True.
Yeah!
You just won!
Jeez.
stressing me out over Woo-hoo! Here this morning. Congratulations.
You did it, Mama.
Yes, thank you.
Yay!
All right, hang on the line, Angie in H-Town, getting hooked up this morning with the Lion King. Joe McKenzie, good morning. Thank you so much for checking us out. Hey, coming up, we've got your dummy of the day. That's in about 15 minutes here on Radio Now. I'm going to get this frog out of my throat real quick.
You okay?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. Happy Friday. We have made it. We have a busy weekend ahead. It's going to be awesome.
Liv the Web Girl saw this story and kind of wanted to bring it up. And after she shares it, we'd like to hear you jump in the conversation, what you think. Maybe you actually were one of these people. 833-563-2539. And is this kind of about shaming the other girl you were saying?
Yes, it is. It's basically shaming kind of the other woman. So this all started because I saw something on Instagram. And I'm going to post what I saw up on our Instagram story at Joe and Mackenzie, so you guys can take a look at it. But basically, this girl tweeted and said, bruh, I got cheated on with this. And like two dead skulls. So basically meaning like, I'm dead. I can't believe I got cheated on with this. And posted two pictures of this woman from behind, basically saying like, she's not cute. Like, can you believe this? Like, she's gross. And like, that's who he cheated on me with.
And it's just like a girl, what, in her driveway with shorts on.
Yeah, she has jean shorts on and like just a hair in a ponytail and just like a kind of like frumpy t-shirt, whatever. So then another girl retweeted it and said, I'm pretty sure he cheated on you. Shaming her isn't cute. When will you girls learn to blame your man? And there were a ton of replies to this. People going back and forth saying, you know, she can shame whoever she wants. She got cheated on. And then people being like, why are we putting the blame on her? It was the boy that cheated. All of this stuff. And so I thought it was very interesting. And I take the side personally of, yeah, why are you shaming her? I'm sorry, but she's not involved in your relationship. She doesn't even know you. Now, if the girl that your boyfriend or your husband cheated on you with, if she is a friend or you do know her, then yes, you can put blame on her. But if this is just a random woman, I am sorry. Why are you involving this random chick? Don't you have bigger things and bigger fish to fry with your man that betrayed you? This girl does not know you. Why are you even talking about her?
And she probably didn't even know, because, you know, obviously sometimes people lie or they don't bring up that they have someone else. So there is a chance that the other woman might not even know that this dude has somebody else.
833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. That's an interesting point. And I guess to piggyback off of what you're saying, Liv, yeah, it's definitely between the original two people who were in the original relationship. But then I guess you kind of have all these different layers peel back on the onion. And if you are the side chick or side dude and you know that they're in a relationship, it's definitely on you 100%, and you should be called out just as much.
I don't think so.
No, because you're an active participant. Unless somebody violated you, then you call the cops. You're an active participant in that relationship, whether it's physical, emotional, both, whatever it might be. You know what you're doing, and you're selfish. You want that person too.
But here's the thing. Even if they do know, that person is not a good person. That person is probably a bad person. Karma is going to get them. You know, they're a bad person. Something's going to happen to them. It is not your responsibility to get into this random person's life when you have enough to deal with your own relationship.
I will say, it's human nature, though, and this is just how it is. If your man or your woman cheats on you, you want to see who they stepped out with.
Of course.
And it is, and this is just how it is. Usually, most cases, if the person is not as bad as you, it makes you feel better. Like, if that person is, like, a downgrade from you, and it doesn't matter because that person still stepped out, and it matters. But I'm just saying, in human nature, it makes you feel better.
Right. But that's not the quite. It does make you feel better, 1,000%.
Right?
And yeah. I have been cheated on by almost every single one of my boyfriends.
That's why it's so passionate to you.
Yes. And I've had the restraint to not go after the girl that did it. Now, here's the thing.
You should have went after the girls, too, though, because they knew.
But here's the thing. Why? I have enough to deal with my boyfriend. You know?
Because some of them, real quick, not to be mean, wasn't one of them your friend?
Two of them were my friends.
That shame on them, Liv. You should have given them just as much.
Okay.
They knew.
The first time.
They knew.
The first time my best friend hooked up with my boyfriend at the time, I did. I cut her off. I said, you know what? My hands are clean of you. Bye. Okay? That is not a friend I want in my life because she was a toxic person. I could have foreshadowed this happening. And with my boyfriend, I dealt with what things and what was going to happen there. The second time, I was like, girl, she made a mistake. She's not a terrible person. She just made a bad choice. It was a one-time thing. But girls that I don't know that it happened with, I don't know them. They're none of my business. I don't care. I don't want anything to do with you. You're a bad person. Let me deal with my relationship and my man.
I get what you're saying. Your man or your woman, whatever, was the one that's made the commitment to be with you.
Let's get some phone calls in just one second. 833-563-2539. Is it fair to blame the side piece, the side girl, or the side guy? We also have this up on our Instagram story, so go follow us right now. It is Joe and Mackenzie. Good morning, it's Joe McKenzie, and Liv the Web Girl found this. We actually have shared this on our IG story, Joe McKenzie. We're talking to you right now at 833-563-2539. A girl posted a photo. I'm like, can't believe this, bro. Like, this is who my guy cheated on me with, and I guess the girl apparently didn't look good to her. Didn't look that great. And we're kind of wondering, is it fair to shame or blame the other girl or the other guy? Let's be equal opportunity. Women cheat too in that situation. 833-563-2539. Kaylee, what did you want to say?
Yeah, so I have been the other girl. I had no idea. I thought I was dating this really sweet guy, that it was going to turn into something. And then I found out he was engaged.
Ouch.
And I had no idea. I really didn't. And the girl was so kind to me. She was like, we both got taken advantage of. We both got ripped off. And that's how it should be. Because when you blame the other woman, you're basically telling the man he did nothing wrong.
Yes.
So
are you two now dating or what's going on with you two?
Oh, my gosh. Shut up.
Oh, no. Gross. They got back together.
Oh, they did. I'm so glad that woman was emotionally mature to be like, hey, and that you didn't know, because if you're duped, I mean, you don't know.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing, too, in this thing. You know, if we are blaming the other woman, we are taking away the full blame that is on the person that committed to you. And that is the man here.
You can give the man full blame and somebody else partial blame.
I went on a date, it was the first date, so it was like not deep at all. But man, and I'm like, I was like, he is too good to be true. Gorgeous, successful. Oh yeah, he was definitely married. I found out on later, but like, there was no trace of it at all. And I was so upset. I was like, had I known, obviously I would have cut off all correspondence. It was terrible.
That is an awkward situation.
And people, I won't just say guys, but can be the worst.
Yeah, let's not just slam the dudes. Women cut out too. Casey, hey, good morning. You're on Joe and Mackenzie. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Happy Friday. Yeah. So my question is, we all have our stories where we've all been cheated on. Why are we blaming anybody other than ourselves? Just don't react to it. If it happens, walk away. That's going to cause more detriment to the other person anyhow. You can't blame the person they cheated with. You have to blame your partner. But you can't get upset. You just got to be like, you know what? Screw it.
Casey,
if you don't react to it, it's going to piss them off even more.
Casey, your girlfriend knows that you are with your man. Your girlfriend then hooks up with your man. You can't blame her?
If they did it, then they are not going to have any part of my life.
Okay,
but I think that's easier said than done. You know, if we're talking about people that you might have been in a relationship with for 5 years, you might share a home, you might share a dog, you might share kids. Like, I think that's easier said than done than just be like, don't react. If you react, then blame yourself.
Well, I think she's just saying you deserve more, and rather than just unleash it, it takes so much energy and emotion. Get yourself together and like move on with your life, because you deserve better than that.
Hey, Bethany, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and Mackenzie. Is it fair to blame the side girl?
No, I agree with most of you guys, and just being like, if you don't know her at all, when you do find out about it, because it is instinct to want to know what the girl looks like to see if you look better. I mean, it might make me feel a little better. I've actually been in the position where I've been the girl cheated on, and it was high school at the time, and it was god awful. And the girl actually knew we were together for 3 years, and I find out about it through random people, and I stayed with him. I didn't blame her. I didn't say anything to her. She made my life, though, a living hell, and it was just really bad. But either way, I don't think it's your job to shame other people. Now, if it's your friend, I'm sorry, but I'm shaming her.
All right. No, I understand that. And there's going to be mixed emotions. Hey, thanks so much for calling in for this. We really appreciate it. I just hope that one day, if or when my wife Lindsay cheats on me with another man, I hope he's hot as hell. Because if he's uglier than me, oh boy, that's going to hurt. That's really going to hurt.
Why do you say if or when?
Oh, well, I'm not that good of a husband, so. I can understand if my wife eventually got fed up with me. I love you, Lindsay. I really do. I'm trying to be a better husband. All right, hey, speaking of dumb people, your dummy of the day is coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
So cops in Illinois, they're busy. Crime's always happening. And they put out a warrant for this guy named Matthew Bushman for an arrest in a forgery case. And normally I don't mention a dummy's name because that doesn't matter. But in this case, that's all that matters. A few days later, they spotted the dude and they said, "Hey, excuse me, is your name Matthew?" "No," he said. "My name's not Matthew." And then he gave him a fake name. There's just like one itsy bitsy small tiny problem with him telling him his name's not Matthew. He has his name tattooed on his neck. It says Matty B. Matthew, Matty B, last name is Bushman. I wonder if that could be it. Yeah, so the cops saw it. They arrested him, and he is now in jail. That's your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
Coming up next, Netflix says they know you're sharing passwords. I'm looking at everybody in this room right now. I know you're all doing some shady things. Look at intern Chloe. She just left the room. Why did she leave? What's going on?
All right. Chloe money.
Well, I want to let you know what Netflix says they're going to do about people that are sharing your passwords. And I kind of want to know, what are the accounts? Like, who listening is sharing the most accounts with people? Like, what is your connection? Maybe we can get that password, too. It's coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Okay, so Netflix says, hey, we know you're sharing passwords. Like, we can see what you're doing, but what's going to come from that? Are we all going to get arrested today? Is it going to be like, well, no more Joe Mackenzie? No, they're saying, listen, we're monitoring the accounts and we see what's being shared, and they are looking into a consumer-friendly way. I like how they say that. Consumer-friendly way to prevent it from going on. So currently, it is okay to share some logins and passwords, but eventually they're not going to let that happen anymore. They're going to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that. Mackenzie, I want people to call in at 833-563-2539, but I kind of want to reach out to you. Don't you now have Netflix that you didn't have before?
Yes, I have Netflix, and I am sharing a password with my sister because she's the bomb. But we actually called, Porkchop and I, we called Netflix and verified that it was okay because we wanted to do everything by the rules. And they said, okay. They're like, yeah, you can share with up to like so many people.
So with Netflix, you have that. Any other accounts that you are borrowing logins for? Because I want people to call in and I want to see who's got the most accounts they're logging into. Like, what's your hookup?
I think it's really funny in the media. Sometimes they have what they have are these prep sites where they take all the news of the day and condense them into one website so you can get all of your information.
Yeah.
And they will track you down and find you if you share a password for that and you're not paying for it. I've had so many friends in the media get busted for that. Are you doing that, Joe?
Porkchop, what about you with accounts? Are you sharing any accounts? Are you even logged on to Netflix or Hulu?
Dude, are you kidding me? I don't have Netflix. That's royalty? Like, that's a...
You don't have Netflix?
No, that's a...
This guy doesn't even have Wi-Fi.
When you have something luxury? Like a luxury, yeah, that's a luxury.
It's but like you could 9 share or 10 a bucks a month.
And you could not even pay that.
I don't have Wi-Fi. That's a luxury, too.
You don't have Wi-Fi at home?
No, I've lived here. Ooh, I've got... In 1 week, it'll be a year. And no Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi. You know what? Your new boyfriend could gift you the gift of Wi-Fi.
He actually did say that.
I mean, he is living with you now, so Yeah.
I mean, kind of, maybe.
Kind of, sort of. But I mean, as his time there, he probably wants Wi-Fi himself, too.
Yeah. He's like, hey, it's Wi-Fi or I'm leaving.
How'd you know he was living with me?
I mean, I just guess. Maybe he's not. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, it's funny. Mackenzie maybe did misphrase that. I don't know if technically he's living with you, more being held hostage, but same thing. He's in the same place you're at.
He's there with you. You're actually, congratulations. I feel like this is the longest first date ever, because didn't you go out for the first time last Friday?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been a continuous week that they've been on a date.
And now we are official, and
boyfriends, roommates.
Good thing neither one of you can get pregnant, because there'd be a baby on the way by now.
This is so exciting.
Live the Web Girl, I wanted to ask you, I feel like you've got the ultimate hookup with connections. Are you plugging anybody else's passwords? Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go? What do you have?
I don't think I have a single one of my own passwords. I don't pay for any of that stuff. I've got my sister and brother-in-law's Netflix password. I've got my cousin's Hulu password. I've got my cousin's ex-boyfriend's old roommate's aunt's HBO password. And then I think I've got my sister's friend's Amazon password.
Now, what if they change their stuff? Would you have the courage to be like, hey, can you ask your cousin's brother, sister's grandma what her login email is? Did she change it? Because Game of Thrones, like, I'll be honest here, one of the things, I don't have HBO, but I love Game of Thrones, and we were able to get a password. I won't say how, but I had the connection for HBO Go. Well, they changed their password.
Oh,
and I was like, no. I'm four seasons in, because I never watched them. Mm-hmm. Like, I need HBO Go.
See, that's how the HBO password, that's the only person I know with HBO, and I don't even know this person. And every single time I log in, I pray to sweet baby Jesus that she has not changed the password. This has been the password for, I'm not joking, like 7 years.
That's
hilarious. She still has not changed it.
I had HBO for Big Little Lies. And then after Big Little Lies ended, I was like, okay, I don't really need HBO anymore. And I'll go back if the next season comes out. Hopefully they'll make another season.
Yeah, I think all of us, once we actually try to log in, we're like, please don't change, please don't change, and it works. It's like, thank you.
I'm amazed anytime any of my passwords work for anything, because I constantly forget them. And then I hate the things where if you try like two attempts and then it locks you out for security.
It's
that happens
worst.
To me like on the daily.
Hey, by all means, if you got something you want to share, you know, maybe give us that little login to something you got. 833-563-2539. Really, we're throwing this out there for Pork Chop. I mean, I can't wait for the day you have Wi-Fi, man. Your life's going to change. It's going to be a whole new man.
I'll be on Xbox One all day.
Hey, guys. We have made it to the end of the week. It is Friday here on Joe McKenzie on Indies Radio Now 100.9. And real quick, let's go around the room, see what we got going on. Then I want to talk to our special guests. For me, I am going to do some disc golf this afternoon with my guys. What are you getting mad about?
You're doing disc golf and didn't tell me?
Oh, no. Pork Chop thinks you're cheating on him.
You're doing disc golf and didn't tell me?
Yes, correct.
Then does that mean I'm invited?
No. So I'm going to be doing that. Saturday, we're all doing the breast cancer walk. That's going to be downtown.
Yes, making strides. It's going to be amazing.
And then Sunday, I'm hanging out with my little bro, Michael. We will be going to the Colts versus the Texans. Shout out to Big Brothers, Big Sisters. If you're ever interested, DM me. I can give you details about how to become one. But they're actually hooking us up with some tickets to go to the game. So I'm excited.
That's going
to
be amazing.
What are you doing, Mackenzie?
Okay, so I'm doing something top secret. So I'm going to go to my little Lulu, her fourth grade classroom.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a secret mystery reader today. So they're giving the kids clues all day today. And then this afternoon, I'm the mystery reader. So I'm going to surprise her. I'm going to bring her a little snack and read to her class. I'm super pumped about that. We're going to hang out tonight, have a girls' night. And then tomorrow, of course, making strides against breast cancer. We'll be on the stage. We'll be walking with our team and running. We can't wait for that. And then Sunday, fun day, straight up chill.
Nice. What about you, Chops?
I am at the steakhouse all day tomorrow and Sunday, but I think I'm going to go out tonight with my new special someone.
I am dying to meet his new man.
It should be fun. Yeah. I totally forgot. Me and Liv, we want to go to the Helium Comedy Club tonight.
Yeah, we're going to go see
Jeremy Piven.
Yes, Ari from Entourage.
From Entourage.
Yes. Which I love that show. So I think it's going to be like a little double date, which I'm very excited about. And then the rest of the weekend, I have a friend who's in town. town. He's dating a brand new girl who's from Indy. And so he's in town all weekend long, so I'm going to be able to see him. He's one of my best friends from college. I'm so excited.
All right. Well, that's what we got going on. Now we got some special guests, Mackenzie, in studio.
We do. Okay. So we have their three brothers, and they're so amazing. They stopped by our studio on their way to the zoo. They're going to Zoo Boo.
Nice.
So why don't... Okay. So we're going to say hi.
Hi.
And what's your name?
Kaden.
Kaden, how old are you?
Six.
What do you think of the studio?
It's cool.
You like talking into the microphone?
Yeah.
Can you introduce your brothers? Who do we have? Who did you bring with you?
Connor and Westland.
Okay, you want to say what's up? Come on up to the... Okay, so what? Which one are you?
Connor.
Connor, how old are you? What grade are you in?
13. I'm in the 7th grade.
Sweet. Okay, and your brother? You want to say hey?
Hello.
Hello. What do you think of the studio?
I think it's very interesting and how everything works and all the sound and all the conversions and editing. It's very interesting.
Interesting. Do you guys feel like you'd want to be on the radio one day?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Yes. Listen, I like guys, it. I got vacation coming up soon. And would you want to fill in for me? You can just host the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yes.
Hey,
of
tell
course.
Our boss I got vacation covered.
I actually feel like they could do it. I'm confident.
Anybody could do this job. I think they're more than talented and qualified enough.
Who is your favorite, Kaden?
You.
Yeah! All I swear right. I didn't give him candy.
I feel like she did.
And Joe Pesh.
Yay!
The first and last name. Do you guys want to give anybody a shout out?
And Pork Chop.
Oh, I live in the corner. Hey, do you guys want to give
it?
Yay! Do you want to give anybody a shout out?
Like anybody that might be listening?
Like dad, maybe.
Daddy? Dad, make sure that you listen to us.
Do you want to give a shout out to your beautiful mom who brought you here?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Danielle.
What do you love about your mom?
That she takes me to bed.
Oh, that she puts you to bed. That's nice. What do you love most about your mom?
She's kind and sweet. Also, my favorite to live.
Liv, getting some love. And what do you love, buddy, most about your mom?
That's a tricky one. I like everything about my mom.
That is a good answer to wrap things up with.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, thank you guys so much for coming on in here. We're so glad you guys were here today. We love having special guests like you in studio. So
yes.
That was fun.
You guys are amazing.
We want to tell them something.
You want to say something?
All right, real quick.
Guys, so if Zoo Boo's open, then go and get your costume so you can put it on so you can go to Zoo Boo.
I'm in. I am in, buddy. High fives.
All right. Hey, well, you guys can help us out. We're going to actually get on out of here, and we're going to say goodbye. So, for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv, the web girl, producer, Pork Chop, and everybody else hanging out with us this morning, let's say goodbye.
Bye.